Itext letu la namuhla silithola encwadini kwabaseGalatiya isahluko sesithupha.
We find in Galatians 6
ivesi lesikhombisa
verse 7. Galatians 6:7.
Ningaduki uNkulunkulu akahlekwa ngokuba lokho akuhlwanyelayo umuntu lokho wokuvuna.
Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever one sows, that will he also reap. We read thus far. It's a few years.
Kuse khona ama Beatles, were they Beatles?
Ago. That there was the group called the Beatles.
Bebecula lemculo emisha eka Satane. Eculwa bonke abangabaka Satane nanamuhla. Hip-hop ne rock.
Began to sing that new type of song, that which was of the devil and which people of Satan rejoiced in, and which today still their pop and rock is still sung.
Omunye wabo wathi,
one of them said,
kwabhalwa emagazini ephepheni lezindaba.
It was written in a newspaper.
Ulenin wayesethi, ubuKristu kuzophela emhlabeni.
Well, John Lennon said Christianity will disappear from this world.
Wathi angimisele ukuphikisana ngalokho.
And that is undebatable.
Ngineqiniso ukuthi kunjalo.
I do not have to argue about that, for I am certain.
UJesu ubelungile.
Jesus was okay.
Kodwa abakholwa nguye abangabantu abayiphukuphukwane abanayo ingqondo kahle.
But his subjects were too simple.
Thina sihlakaniphile kunabo.
Today we are cleverer than he is.
Akuphelanga sikhathi esikhulu wadutshulwa kasithupha wafa.
Or we are more popular than he is, and then it didn't take that long and he was shot 6 times.
Wafa.
He died.
Emva kwentsuku ezimbalwa nje.
It wasn't so long afterwards.
Wakubukela phansi uKristu.
He despised Christianity. Predicted its disappearance from this world.
Kodwa,
however,
uKristu kusekhona namhlanje futhi kuhamba ngamandla.
Christianity is still there and it is growing in strength.
Kodwa yena uyasha esfokweni.
He though burns in hell.
Uyayisola namhlanje.
He regrets it today.
Isikhoka siyo into encane.
Hell is no small thing.
Kuningi ngisho ukuthi bekungesiso isidingo sokuthi ngishumayele uma ngintshele ngesihogo nje kwenele bekufanele ukuthi kuphenduke wonke umuntu. Umuntu ongaphenduki uyongikhumbula uma ususha esikhogweni ngoba kuyijele lokugcina lamajele noma ungaboshwa iminyaka eyikhulu unethemba ukuthi mhlawumbe ungaba neminyaka eyikhulu nanye kodwa isikhoko ingunaphakade naphakade.
I've often said that even if one doesn't preach about any other topic but hell, it should cause just that single topic people to repent, for it is forever, it is eternal. You do not decide how many years you'll be there.
Akahlekwa uNkulunkulu uleneni ubembhuku Jesu ethi thina sibakhulu sinodumo kuno Jesu nabantu bakhe kodwa namhlanje uma bengaphendukanga bayasha bonke abasa akusafiki nokuthi bacule iphop badance esihogweni.
For God is not mocked, and even though he said they are more popular, the Beatles more popular than Christ today, he is in hell.
UTancredo Neves obube presidente wase Brazil.
Mr. Tancredo Neves, who was president of Brazil.
Lapho kusavotwa.
During his presidential campaign.
Wathi uma ngithola amavoti angamakhulu ayisihlanu enkulungwane. Ngisho noNkulunkulu keka kwazi ukunginyakazisa.
He said if he got 500,000 votes from his party, not even God would remove him from presidency.
Ngempela wawathola.
He did indeed get those votes.
Kodwa usuku lodwa ngaphambi kokugcotshwa kwakhe abe umengameli wase Brazil wagula wafa.
But the day before his inauguration, he got ill and died.
Akahlekwa uNkulunkulu.
For God is not mocked.
Uma kukhona isilima esingizwayo namhlanje nala e-auditorium ngithi hey akuse kuwe usazolimala ulimale kabi.
If there is one who is a fool listening to me today or in this auditorium, remember that you are risking your own life.
Akahlekwa uNkulunkulu ungabhuqa noma bani. Kodwa ungaloko uthatha umunwe wakho ufake ehlweni likaNkulunkulu. Uzophaphamela esikhogweni ungalindelanga.
To remember that God is not mocked. Don't dare to put your finger in his eye. You'll wake up in hell.
Akungabikho noyedwa odukayo. Bayaduka abantu.
Let no one go astray and be deceived, because people are deceived.
Ngoba wena ngokweduka kwakho ufuna ukuduka kuze kube nini na.
In your being deceived or going astray, how long do you want to be in this condition?
Nginombuzo ukuthi kuze kube nini.
Until when?
Ufuna ukudukiswa kuze kube nini.
For how long do you want to be deceived?
Isikhathi namhlanje sokuthi umuntu aphenduke noma ethanda noma engathandi noma umhloboni womuntu noma umhlophe noma untsundu noma umhlophe noma usebukhosini noma ukuphi nendawo.
It is time for repentance whether you feel it or not. Whatever grouping you belong to, black or white or whoever, now's the time to wake up from your sleep. The Bible says in the prophet Jeremiah's book,
uhamba hamba wena ndodakazi ehlubukayo. now.
For how long will you, wandering daughter, go astray?
Lapage isizwe sakwa Israeli sibizwe ngokuthi indodakazi kaNkulunkulu.
Jeremiah 31:22. There where God's people Israel is referred to as the daughter.
Njengokuba nathi thina esikholwayo sibizwa ngokuthi singumakoti kaJesu Kristu.
As Christians or believers are referred to as the bride of Christ.
Athi uNkulunkulu kuze kube nini uhamba hamba wena uhlubuke wena ohlubukayo uNkulunkulu ambiza umuntu athi wena ohlubukayo.
The Lord asks, for how long will you go astray and wander?
Kuzosa nini kinina kuphela ukuhlubuka na?
When will you wake up to the fact of your backslidings? There is going
astray.
But the Lord asked, for how long will you remain in your condition? It is not sufficient. Isn't it enough? For you to now wake up. In the beginning of the Bible,
Genesis 3 verse 1,
Genesis
3 verse 1,
we read that the serpent was more cunning than all the other creatures of this world. That the Lord had made. And he said to the woman, did God actually say that? Satan chose the creature that was the most clever, but it was a clever that had cunning in it. It was a cleverness or intelligence that was demonic. I feel sorry for those who regard themselves highly as intelligent. Don't you know what real wisdom is?
Ngoba wena uyithulusi lika Satani akwazi ukusebenzisa kalula kabi. Umuntu ozibona esikhenya ngobukhulu bakhe noma ngesikhundla noma ngokuhlakanipha noma ngomsebenzi ngiyakutshela ukuthi inyoka ifana nawe. Nawe winzalo yebululu. Njengenyoka. Njengo Eva. Okhohliswe inyoka.
A person who is haughty, arrogant in their pride of being clever or of being successful or whatever it might be is a tool of the devil. And that person is influenced by Satan, he who has that same cunning. Now the good translation of the Bible says, do not allow yourselves to be deceived. Even if Satan comes to you and questions God and says, did God actually say, you need to realize that you should never listen to him.
qaphelisisa
be careful
ukuthi ungamvumeli usathane nabaka satane bakudukise.
Not to allow Satan and those who are of the devil to deceive you.
Abelungu bathi uma umuntu edlala ngawe ukusonga ngomunwe.
In English one has a saying that if a person is controlling you, they have you around their small finger.
Kukhona owesifazane msukwane ngishada wathi ngiyajabula ngoba uelo manje keka sashumayela njengokuba beshumayela ngoba umkakhe uzothi kumunwe wakhe.
Remember when I got married, a certain lady said, well, I'm glad this will fix him. He'll never preach like he preached before because his wife will be able to control him like it with her little finger.
It
is many years that the Lord has taken her now. But I've still preached always as I did then. I say to you, don't allow Satan to control you in that way, to have you controllable by his little finger and that he plays with you. Many children play with their parents like that. Very painful thing.
No teacher.
And teachers. And teachers too who allow the students, the learners to play with them. Those teachers who do not have the Spirit are the ones who will claim, well, all children are basically good. Well, then the children will play around with you.
God
says to every single human being in this world, do not be deceived. For God is not mocked. He who is the truth, for the truth will come to the light. In 1 Corinthians 6 verses 9 and 10, it says,
abantu bayiphethe kabi.
Don't be deceived. And then it says those, these different sins. And the first one in Greek means porneo.
Pornography.
You know of pornography.
Abantu abavez umzimba wabo.
Those who...
Abantu.
Expose their nakedness.
In 1 Corinthians 6, 9, that is the first sin that is mentioned.
And I
don't know whether there are some people amongst us whose chief sin is porneo.
Isono esikulunya. Kukala angazi ukuthi mhlambe bakhona phakathi kwethu abanesono isono esibabusayo ubupornography.
Bethanda ukubuka izincwadi
lacking looks.
Zabesfazane nabesilisa abaveza umzimba.
Who like to look at things that expose the nakedness of the opposite sex.
Nabakhonza izithombe bekhonza izithixo.
And it goes on to say,
abaphansi.
The idolaters and those who practice witchcraft.
Nalaba abayiziphingi.
Nor adulterers.
Nalabo abanobugqingili.
Nor those who practice.
Umfana adlale nomfana, agange nomfana, ugcwele umhlaba namhlanje, bekungekho, ngikhumbula ngingane, bekhona indoda, eyafaka ilokwe, noma kuthikithwa abantu, ubesuke njalo ancike kwabesifazane ahlale khona, simhleke, kodwa uNkulunkulu akamhle akahlekwa maye kuwe lo muntu kude usekhona noma engasekho uma wafa enjalo kusho ukuthi uyasha ngikhuluma nje uyakhala esikhokweni.
Who practice homosexuality, it says in this verse. I remember as a child there was one who would dress like a woman and behave like that. If that person is alive, I don't know, but if they've died in that condition, unrepentant, they are burning in hell.
Namhla kuthiwa ugqingile into yakhona, wazalwa unjalo. Akusilona iphutha lakho lelo uNkulunkulu wakudalayo. Umhlaba ubolile, umhlaba wonakele, uthole nabantu abaphakeme. Abantu abacebile ubafice bekulesi sono sokugqingile.
It is claimed that, well, it's natural, this homosexuality, the gay lifestyle, well, that's God's gift to you. And so it is rampant, and you find people of every status in the sin.
Ubathole emasontweni, ubathole emajele, ubathole yonke indawo.
In churches, in jails, everywhere.
Kodwa iBhayibheli uthi ungeduki. Ningaduki, akahlekwa uNkulunkulu.
But the Bible says, do not be deceived. God is not to be mocked.
Useduze lapho uNkulunkulu ezohlulela umhlaba izizwe zonke.
Soon God's judgment will be upon the whole world, every nation.
Uzokwehla ezulwini, ilona lo uzokuma phambi kwakhe, uyiphendulele kuye.
He will come down and call every single person to give account before him.
KuJudasi siyafunda.
We read of Judas.
Kukhona inkanyezi ezidukile.
Or in Jude, and the letter of Jude where it says they are the wandering stars who have gone lost.
EBhayibhelini abafundisi nabavangeli abashumayeli babizwa ukuthi bayizinkanyezi.
In the Bible it speaks of those who are the preachers, the pastors, that they are the stars.
Kubhlunguke ukuthi iBhayibheli likhulume ukuthi kukhona nokuthi izinkanyezi zeduke.
What a pity if it speaks about stars that are astray, wandering.
Bephatha amabandla. Bekulesi siqalekiso sase Sodom no Gomorrah.
And yet they are in charge of whole congregations and they are practicing the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom ne Gomorrah lasha laphela ngenxa yobugqingili.
Sodom and
Ushukuthi kusazokwehla umlilo nesiphabhule. Bashe bonke abanye uhulumeni bakuvume ukuthi kuyinto engenaqala ngisho nasekoleni kufundiswe leyo nto yiso lesisikhathi uNkulunkulu ayikhuluma ngaso ukuthi kuyobanzima ekugcineni.
Sodom and Gomorrah was totally burnt to ashes, not a trace left. And so too with those who live in this homosexuality and do not repent of it.
And
these preachers who misbehave, and who are sexually immoral, God says they are wandering stars. It says clouds without water. Driven by every gust in this world. Like the foam of the waves of the sea. This foam being the disgrace, the depravity.
Incwadi yakwaJuda, hayi uJuda Iskariyoti, uJuda uma ufunda yona.
If you read in the letter of Jude,
kuthiwa yilabo abayizihlihla emadilini enu othando bedla nani.
It says, these are the ones who are hidden feasts at your love feasts, who eat with you.
Hidden
blemishes, and yet I'm amazed how you are deceived and look up to these very preachers.
Abantu abanga abafana namafu kodwa bengenawo amanzi.
Those who are like clouds driven along with no water.
Ayikhutshwa imoya yonke bayimithi yasebusika enganasithelo.
Swept along by every gust, fruitless trees. Twice dead.
Ukufa okuphindiwe.
A double death.
Kube khona abakholwa nabazalwana abanjalo.
There are so-called Christians who are just like that.
Isihlahla esife kabili esushuliwe phansi.
Uprooted trees.
Bangamaza.
Wild waves of the sea. Like the waves of the sea, uncontrollable. Casting up the foam of their own shame. Wandering stars for whom the gloom of utter darkness has been reserved forever. Such ministers, I feel sorry for them, for they will reap a double hell.
Pagate na pagate.
Forever and ever.
Ngithi ngono lamajela semhlabeni noma uboshwe iminyaka engamashumi amabili noma amathathu amashumi amahlanu noma udilikelwe ijele kodwa ke udilikelwe isihogo.
Much better a jail in this world, even if you are sentenced to 10, 20, 50 years, and even if you die in jail, so what? But hell is forever. You cannot escape.
Inkosi yathi uma ukhubekiswa isandla sakho sokudla, ngcono sinqume juqu. Ube nesandla sodwa kodwa ungene embusweni wezulu.
The Lord said, if you are stumbled by your hand, your right hand, rather cut it off and go into heaven with one.
Isandla sokudla isona esilusizo kuwe.
Your right hand symbolizing that which is most helpful to you.
Uma ukhubekiswa iso lakho ngcono ulikhiphe.
If you are stumbled by your eye,
ube nehlelodwa kodwa ungene ezulwini.
Your stumble by your eye, rather pluck it out and go into heaven with one eye.
Kusho ukuthi hlukana nesono noma usathane spenda sibe sihle athi ngizophila kanjani. Abanye abantu bathi ngingakuyeka kanjani, ngizophila kanjani, ngizodlani. Dlana ke wena kodwa esihogweni maye kuwe.
Be discerning. Look at the consequences of sin. You say, well, I can't survive without it. Well, woe upon you, for you will never escape from hell.
Ungathi kodwa ukuze umfundisi oyinkanyezi angawa kanjani, angeduka kanjani.
You say, well, how can a preacher be one who is astray and causes others to go astray?
Niyazi ukuthi yini?
You know what?
Ukuthanda imali.
Love of money.
Ukuthanda imali gcwalisa isihogo ngabantu.
The love of money has filled hell with people.
KuTimothi kuthiwa ukuthanda imali impande yobubi.
In Timothy it says, 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil.
Imali yona ayisona ayisona isono kodwa uthando lwemali.
The money itself has got no sin. It is the love of the money.
Umfundisi akhohlwa ukusindisa imphefumulo ashumayela iqiniso azama indlela abanye bahambe bafuna nemithi ukuba bayithole imali bethi yahluleka ukukhokha ikweletu sethu. Maye kubo.
Instead of preachers spreading the gospel for the salvation of souls, they're seeing what they can get out of people, and those people are to inherit
hell. Kodwa asuke afuna umsebenzi wemali enkulu ifune kodwa uma usutholile imali enkulu maye kuwe.
And those who do not seek God's will in things, looking for the highest paid salary instead of asking God what pleases him, woe to that person too.
It ukuthanda imali impande yobubi.
The love of money is the root of evil.
Inkanyezi isuke iwe ezulwini, awe umuntu njengolusifa, ube ingelozi ekhanyayo, ephakeme kodwa namhla ungusathana.
These are the falling stars out of heaven, like Lucifer, who was once a shining star, but today is known as Satan.
Aba izinkanyezi le abafundisi namhlanje babhujiswa yini ukuthanda imali baze badla izono benza nezinto ezingafanele kodwa kungenxa yokuthanda imali.
Being destroyed and then
behaving in ways that are despicable. But what lies behind it? The love of money.
IBhayibhele lithi bayazihlupha, bayazigwaza, bayazilimaza.
And the Bible says they trouble themselves with all sorts of pangs.
UJesu, inkosi yethu, yaze yabulawa ngenxa yemali. UJudas Iskariot waya kubafundi. Wathi nizonginika malini uma nginikele ngani uJesu.
Judas Iscariot went to the religious leaders and said, "How much money will you give me if I betray Jesus and hand him over to you?" They suggested a price of 30 silver pieces, for which he then sold Jesus.
Wabethelwa uJesu, wamphika uJesu. Awube kufanele ukuthi alenge imthini. Isiso siqumbe, size siqhume. Ngesondo lebhayisikili uma ulifutha kakhulu kakhulu.
Jesus was then crucified as a result of that. No wonder that he hung himself from a tree as his stomach was swollen and burst everything inside.
All is ngisebenzisa amagama alukhuni. Kodwa iqiniso nawo uzokufa kanjalo.
All is excrement shown to the world. I use rude language because you too will die in that way.
UPetro yakhuluma naye. Ngabantu abashiya indlela eqondile.
Peter speaks of those who leave the straight way.
Athi bathatha indlela kaBhalami.
To Peter 2:15, who chose the way of Balaam.
Ngoba yena ubethanda imali, azenze into engafanele.
For he loved money.
Ubebona imali.
And he made his decisions based on money. Are there those in our midst who have been led astray by money? Deceived and left the way of God because of money? Perhaps selling drugs because of money. Doing despicable things, even ending in murder. You see how stars have fallen?
Ay, anokaphelisisa lababantu abaphakeme. Nibabukela phambili, bathi abafundisa abaphambili. Hey, bayashumayela. Abase esikhundleni esiphakeme. Bahamba ngemoto enkulu. Banezindle ezinkulu. Nani nani. Loko okwesikhashanyana esincane nje sebewile esikhundleni sokuthi bahambe emahlathini befuna imphefumulo ukuthi isizakale bawiswa ukuthanda imali.
Don't be impressed by those preachers who are arrogant, high and lofty, who perhaps have got wonderful cars and beautiful houses. That is just temporary, but they fall. Rather, instead of them being in the dark forest seeking souls to save, they love money.
Funa lokho nje impande yobubi. IBhayibheli lithona imali akafana nomuntu ongenayo imali. Oshadile abe njengomuntu ongashadile. Onendlu afana nomuntu ongenayo indlu.
The Bible says, let the rich be like those who are not rich. The one who has a wife like one who does not have a wife. Those who have a home, a house like one who does not. Blessed is such a person.
But
those who walk the way of Balaam are burning in hell. I wish that you could hear their cries even now. Maybe it will wake you up. Be very careful.
Noma ufana no John Lennon. Uthi thina sinodumo sibakhulu kuno Jesu noKristu namakholwa.
Don't be.
Kodwa kuthathanga sikhathi wangenwa izinhlamvu zespam wafa.
In the groupings of those who follow John Lennon, those who said, predicted Christianity will die, and they are more important than Jesus. Well, after a short time, bullets killed him.
Ejalmani kukhona isikole esakhiwa ngo 1543.
In Germany there's a school that was built in 1543.
Ngo 18 bani.
In the 1800s there was a certain teacher there.
Ube strict kakhulu.
Who was very strict, especially on boys who were busy with love relationships and writing love letters.
Ebusuku baphume emagamelweni abo.
At night, the boys would go out of their dorms and be naughty. The teacher caught some of them, but they continued in their evil. Even though some had to be expelled from the school. One night, the teacher got back to his bedroom late. And on the way he had to walk through a certain passage, he walked with his stick. Fortunately,
ngoba omunye umfana wathatha unoqhaka kwajakalazi empungushe insimbi wayithatha wayibeka emnyango efuna ukuthi uma kubuya uthisha lo amzondayo ashayiwele insimbi aphelelwe imlenze yakhe.
Fortunately for him, for one of the boys had set an animal trap with those steel jaws that he hoped would punish the teacher for being so strict and destroy his leg. But fortunately, since he had a walking stick, it then crushed the stick, broke up into pieces. Fortunately for him, his leg would have been
destroyed.
Those school children wanted his leg to be broken. The teachers and the school committee tried to find the culprit. He was not to be found. After some years,
Uthisha lo wathola incwadi.
That teacher got a letter.
Evele nganeni eyayifundiswa uyena owabeka lolu noxhaka.
From some of the children who had been taught by him during the time when the trap was set.
Wabhala le ncwadi.
And was this letter was written.
Wathi mnyaka emningi.
The boy said, for many years I was glad I thought we had got you.
Futhi akuvelanga ukuthi lolu noxhaka labekwa ubani.
And it never came to light as to the real culprit.
Kodwa namhlanje ngizibonele ukuthi uNkulunkulu kahlekwa.
But today I realize that God is not mocked, for he is sovereign. And nothing is hidden from his eyes.
Manje uNkulunkulu usengishaye kabi, ngilimale kabi.
For God has punished me and I have been dreadfully wounded.
Bengqonda ukuthi ngephule imlenze yakho teacher.
I'd hoped, sir, teacher, that your leg would be broken.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu waphule zami.
But God has broken mine.
Bengisempini.
I was at war.
Ngadutshulwa.
I was shot.
Ngaqunyelwa imlenze yombili.
And I had both legs amputated. I cannot describe to you the pain I felt.
I have
a bad conscience thinking that I was punishing you. I did it to myself.
Sir,
so I want to confess my sin to you today. Help me and tell the school children, make an example of me. That the wages of sin comes. We can sin, but we will reap the consequences. The punishment of sin does come. Even if it's after many years. Remember that whatever it is, thoughts, actions, whatever it is, God is in heaven and he sees.
Lokho akuhlwanyelayo umuntu yokuvuna akahlekwa uNkulunkulu. Kuhle ukuba niqonde nonke.
What a person sows, he will reap. Let everybody pay attention to this. Recently, I offered free potatoes to people per family, but there were those who were sneaky and would hide their plastic bag with the potatoes around the corner and come again. That sin will find you out.
If
you need more potatoes,
kodwa ayi ukuthi ukwenze ngokungafanele ngoba uNkulunkulu ezulwini uyakubona usazokujezisa usazovuna ngalento ngoba lento yoba isifo kuwe kuzoba into enzima esikhathini esizayo.
Be open about it. Come to me and I can gladly give you more, but don't be sneaky about it. Don't hide, because that which you do, you will reap the consequences thereof.
Niyazi lapha kwaZulu Natal kukhona kugijinywe amakomrade suka eThekwini baye eMgungundlovu basuka eMgungundlovu baye eThekwini.
You know, here in our province of KwaZulu-Natal, there is the Comrades Marathon, either from Durban to Maritzburg or Maritzburg to Durban. In 1 year, number 8 and number 10 won.
Batole umkhele.
And they got the
trophy.
The rewards, they were the ones who came to the end first.
Kodwa emva kwesikhathi kwathiwa hey kukhona umistake okhona laba bantu ababili bebenomgunyathi manje bebengazi ukuthi abagada lomncintiswano babeka amakhamare yonke indawo. Kwezinye indawo abadlulanga bona bathola indlela enqamlayo basuke baphuma endleleni bathatha enqamlayo bangene ngale abekho kukhamari kwathiwa bebengekho endleleni bathi abaphucwe umqhele wegolide.
But soon afterwards the organizers announced that they had been dishonest because those runners didn't realize that the security of the marathon had set up cameras and they had not passed by certain cameras. They had taken shortcuts. Their awards were removed.
Number 8, no number 10.
Because number 8 and number 10.
Bebengekho.
They were not
bathatha enqamlayo.
At a certain
bafike kuqala bajabula bathola umkhomelo kodwa isigcino kuthiwa hey khona umonakalo base bethola ukuthi khona indlela enqamlayo khona la phakathi kwetheku nemgungundlovu.
They had found a route that was not the certified route. They did not go by the cameras. Instead, they chose their own route. That happened between Maritzburg and Durban. Their rewards were removed. They were disqualified. God is not mocked. Think of your works. You will reap the consequences. You might repent, but also you might still have to reap the consequences of it, even though you are forgiven.
Ungazali ingane umithise intombazana uphenduke ngokuphenduka kwakho ingane isekhona leyo ngane isazokuhlupha.
A girl pregnant, you might repent and be forgiven by the Lord, however the baby is still there, that child will still trouble you.
Bese nomuntu oyisebenzi la owaba yisebenzi sokuqala uMrs. Mzila.
We had a coworker here. First coworker who was Mrs. Mzila.
Ube indodakazi yomfundisi.
The daughter of a preacher.
Kodwa yamithele ekhaya.
But was born illegitimately.
Leyo ngane yamkhutha 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 yamhlupha kwiloku ethathwa imina eyiswe esikoleni esegwaza umuntu eseboshiwe eseshayiwe wathe kulkhuni ukuvuna uthola inkokhelo yesono.
Before she repented, she had had that illegitimate child who then was troublesome in many ways. Though I tried to help pay for his education and that, but he was got involved in crime. And she said, how terrible it is to have to reap the results of your sin, what you have sowed. The wages of sin is death.
Uma ungakaphenduki phenduka uyisola uyilahle uthi uNkulunkulu ungithethelele ngoba usazoyivuna uthola umvuzo waleyo nto.
If you haven't repent then, otherwise you will reap what you have sowed.
Ningaduki uNkulunkulu kahlekwa.
Do not be deceived, God is not mocked.
Awibukimpilo yakho.
Examine your life.
Imsebenzi yakho. Buka konke okwenzayo. Uzowa lahla kuNkulunkulu, walikhipha lonke iqiniso. Noma wavuma uhaf, washiya uhaf. Kuzomanjalo kuwe.
Examine your life. Have you repented? Have you truly repented? Or have you only half repented? There will be consequences of that.
Ilo nalo uzoyilanda imsebenzi yakhe. Ilo nalowo usazolanda konke phambi kwesihlalo sokwahlulelwa.
Each one will give account of his life. You will give account of all you've done before the judgment throne.
Ngakho ke khohlwa amazambane. Kosha ne pass.
Forget the potatoes.
Ngono sale uyilungisa indaba yakho kohla amazambane. Ngoba ungawathola amazambane kodwa isono sakho uma ungayisebenzanga uzothola umvuzo waso uzoya esifogweni ezulwini ke kungene.
Forget the buses of transport. You get right with God.
Funde ukuthi iNkulunkulu impilo yami injani phambi kwakho. Sukele emntwaneni. Noma usuwafunda yini, ufunda ama newspaper, ufunde neyincwadi ezikhombisa umzimba.
To examine your life, everything from childhood up, whether you've been looking at sinful literature, pornographic things.
Uma ngithuzoya ezulwini, ngingaba inkanyezi ewile ezulwini, ngiwe phansi njengoSathane uLucifer.
If I had to pronounce that you're on the way to heaven, I would be a fallen star, one with Lucifer.
Thandaza, cela kuNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu msize, ngomoya ongcwele usebenze, uphenye amakhasonke empilo yami, kulibhuku lami yempilo yami, ukuthi khona yini okungalungile. Uma kukhona okungalungile, shesha, phuthuma, uyilungise indaba yakho.
Pray, ask God to examine you, to see if there be any wicked way in you, everything, then be hasty to repent.
Ningaduki uNkulunkulu kahlekwa.
Do not be deceived, God is not mocked.
Akukho lutho okufihliweyo okungayi kwambulwa.
Nothing is hidden that won't be revealed.
Noma ukuphi nendawo, noma upesheya kolwandle, ungizwe ngikhuluma le, ngithi kuwe phenduka manje. akahlekwa uNkulunkulu lokho okuvumayo lokho akwenzayo uyokuvuna.
Wherever you are, even if you're overseas listening to this service, repent, deal with it.
Lezo zinto wazenzayo nengane zakho ziyokwenza.
Those things which you do, your children will do the same.
Penduka ke.
Repent.
Penduka ngempela uthi uNkulunkulu ngisise.
Ask, call on God to help you.
Penyisise impilo yami ukuthi khona yini okungalungile kimi.
Ask him to examine you to see if there is some evil in you.
Ukuze uNkulunkulu aguqule akusize ngegazi lakhe elihle akuhlanze ngalo.
That God would change you, that through the precious blood he would wash you. Shall we bow our heads?
Sebenza Nkosi ngomoya ongcwele kulona lo ozwayo izwi lakho.
Work, O Lord, by your Holy Spirit in each one who hears.
Ngoba sizwile ukuthi akumele ukuthi seduke futhi njengokuba sidukile siyoduka kuze kube nini.
For Lord, we've heard you say that we should not be deceived. And if we are deceived, for how long will we be deceived? Help us, O God, and give us genuine repentance. That there would be the fruit of repentance before being condemned to hell.
Amen.
Amen.